And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is going fantastically. Currently outside, we are looking at a very brisk 37 degrees. The temperature actually keeps falling. It was 42 when I got to work this morning. It's now 37 degrees, so very, very cold out there. And joining us from the Coffeyville Public Library this morning, we have Lois Hendrickson. Lois, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing good. It's good to have you here in studio today. You have a couple of announcements, and then you're wanting to read a short book as well, because it's kind of near and dear to you as this recently happened. But we'll get to that here in just a second. But you do have a couple of announcements, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's go.
Well, happy holidays from the Coffeyville Public Library. We would like to thank all our patrons who come in and support the library. Without you, we would be just a building with books. We continue to receive new books on a regular basis. We now have... Hang on here. Stay tuned. It's the Coffeyville Public Library Automatically Yours list that library card members can circle fiction authors' names you want to read, and we will automatically put you on reserve for each new book. Then we will let you know when it's ready to be checked out. Ask at the circulation desk for more information. We hope 2022 brings peace and harmony throughout the world. Here's a quote from Mark Twain. Kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. I'm going to finish with a story called The Rainbow Bridge by Steve Bodofsky. I'm going to hold it up so you can see the pictures. By the edge of the woods at the foot of a hill is a lush green meadow where time stands still. Where the friends of man and women do run when their time on earth is over and done. For here, heaven between this world and the next is a place where each beloved creature finds rest. On this golden land, they wait and they play till the rainbow bridge they cross over one day. They have all different little creatures, bunnies, mice, dogs. No more do they suffer in pain or in sadness, for here they are whole, their lives filled with gladness. Their limbs are restored, their health renewed. Their bodies have healed with strength in boot. They romp through the grass without even a care until one day they start and sniff at the air. Just at that instant, their eyes have met together again, both person and pet. So they run to each other, these friends from long past. The time of their parting is over at last. Look, there's even a little mouse and a bunny and a ferret and a cat and a dog. The sadness they felt while they are apart has turned to joy once more in each heart. There's a serviceman with his beloved dog. Mm-hmm. They embrace with a love that will last forever. And then, side by side, they cross over together. And then we got to see the whole thing here. The end.
That's such a good, that's always, you hear the Rainbow Bridge, and it's one of the most moving ones that you can hear out there. And I know that, and it's actually just personally affected you most recently, has it not?
Right, and this book is available at the Coffeyville Library, as I'm donating it, in memory of my dog, Isabella. And you can see inside, it says, in loving memory, and has her name in her picture, beloved pet of Lois Hendricks. So remember, kindness, pass it on. See you in January 2022.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much. And sorry to hear about your pet passing away. It's always a hard thing because they're... technically, I mean, yeah, they're your pet, but let's be honest, they're family. So,
absolutely.
I mean, so it really hurts when they pass away. I've lost plenty of cats, and it never gets any easier each time.
Yeah.
So, well, Lois, if anybody does have any questions about the library, if they'd like to come out, maybe if they can find your holiday hours, how can they get a hold of you guys?
You can call 620-251-1370.
All right. Well, Lois, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll see you again in January. You have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And you as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have news coming up at the top of the hour. And then we will have from the Natural Food Center, we'll have Jeannie Hange joining us. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.